ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? Because if you are, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, the Mighty Challenge. 1-300-800-222. There is a line free if you want one. Love to hear from you. 1-300-800-222. Text 0467-922-702. All right, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, stone and wood. Category number 2, Coopers. Category number 3, crown. Category number 4, pure blonde. And category number 5, beer. All right, stone and wood, Coopers, crown, pure blonde, and beer. Do we have? We may have a problem with our phone system. Anyway, give us a call if you. Let's just try it once more because we're just wondering whether we're not having an issue with calls. 1-300-800-222. Is the number 1-300-800-222 if you would like to have a crack. Stone and Wood's our first category. Coopers, Crown, Pure Blonde, or Beer. Would anyone like to have a go? 1-300-800-222 is my number. Daniel's on the line from Yundi. G'day, Daniel. Hello. We had a bit of a blip with the phones there, but we've seemed to have fixed things. Hi, Daniel.
G'day, Spence. How you going, mate?
Yeah, not bad. What do you like here? Stone and wood, Coopers, crown, pure blonde, or beer?
I'll go beer, thank you.
Beer it is. Beer it is. Question number 1. The New South Wales State of Origin team is sponsored by which beer?
Oh, Forex?
Not Forex, no. Sorry, Daniel. Thank you anyway. No, it's not Forex. Helen in South Melbourne. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Philip.
Hello.
Oh, a beer question.
Yeah,
damn.
I know. A beery question first up. I know. Exactly.
I can do Belgian beers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you can.
Okay. In New South Wales, did the last person say Coopers?
No, the last person said Forex.
I'll say Coopers.
No, it's not Coopers.
Been nice knowing you.
Thanks, Helen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later. Yes, all right. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Lines open and free. If you played during the week, you can play again tonight. Don't worry. Steve from Tokemall. G'day, well, Steve.
Hang on, Phil. I think it'll feel like a twoies or two.
The New South Wales State of Origin team is sponsored by which beer?
Twoies.
It is, yes, exactly. It is Twoie, as you say. You can sing along if you like.
I feel like a twoies. I feel like a twoies. I feel like a twoies or two.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough now.
All right, question number 2. We're in beer. Steve, you can stay or go, whatever you like.
Oh, I like beer.
Staying here in beer?
Yes, please.
What's the official beer of the AFL?
Ooh, I'd have to do the official beer of the AFL. I'm going to have to go Carlton Draft.
It is. Yes, exactly. Yes, it is. It is Carlton Draft. All right.
I'm ex-Victorian.
Question number 3, Steve. We're in beer.
Yep.
Stick with beer, please. Okay. You might have noticed all the categories tonight are beer. Pure blonde, beer, stone and wood, Coopers, crown.
Recognisable.
All right, we're staying in beer. Named after its fifth largest city, what is the oldest brand of beer in Japan?
Asahi.
Not Asahi.
Yes,
thank you. No, not Asahi. Thank you, Steve. Where are we? Andy from Florey in the ACT. Florey named Philip after Howard Florey. G'day, Andy.
G'day, Philip. How are you tonight?
I am extremely well, yes.
That's good to hear.
Did you get up early and watch the soccer this morning, Andy?
No, I was fast asleep. It was good to hear that Argentina won, so...
Yeah.
And now they're facing off to Spain.
Two Spanish speakers, one from the Southern Hemisphere and one from the North.
Exactly.
Question number three. We're in beer. But then again, all categories tonight are kind of beer.
I noticed that. It's a bit frothy.
Dear. Stone and Wood, Cooper's Crown, Pure Blonde, and beer are our categories. We're in a category called beer. Named after its fifth largest city, what's the oldest brand of beer in Japan?
I was going to say Asahi, but the previous caller said that. So I'm a little bit stumped on this one. I can't even think of, apart from Tokyo, I can't even think of any other city. I'm going to have to pass it on to the next caller.
All right. Thanks, Andy. See you, man. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thanks for giving it a crack. Heather's in Nil. Hello, Heather.
Oh, good evening.
Evening. We're in a category called beer, named after its fifth largest city. What's the oldest brand of beer in Japan?
What did the previous person...
Well, we've had... All anyone can think of is Asahi, which is not correct.
That's what I was thinking of too. fifth largest city. One of these nights I'll ring in and I'll actually get a question I know the answer to.
That will happen, but not tonight by the sound of it.
No, I don't think so.
Thanks, Heather. See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you. All righty, let's move up to Port Macquarie. Peter is on the line. G'day, Peter.
How are you, mate? Good?
Yeah, no, very well. Very well. Question number three. We're in beer. Named after its fifth largest city, what's the oldest brand of beer in Japan?
It would be Kirin.
Not Kirin, no. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. It's not Kirin. So we've had Asahi, we've had Kirin. Not correct. I mean, that is a brand of beer, sure, but this beer is named after the fifth largest city. What's the oldest brand of beer in Japan? Andrew from Smithton. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Governuts. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. What do you reckon?
What do you know?
What do you know? Is our segment here, Andrew.
I know more than I knew yesterday. That's a good thing.
What do you know? Named after its fifth largest city, what's the oldest brand of beer in Japan?
Sapporo.
Correct. It is. It's Sapporo. Mm-hmm. Sapporo, which is a city in Japan, and that's where the oldest brand it's when the oldest brand of beer in Japan comes from. Alrighty, although probably Asahi and Kirin are better known in this country, at least I would imagine
they are. I'm a beer drinker and I brew beer. So
I do.
I do know this. Yes.
Do you brew beer all the time, Andrew, or just occasionally?
All the time, but I'm brewing stouts at the moment. So
okay. How many bottles have you got in the garage?
I've got 30 bottles at the moment.
Okay. So, do you stink the place out when you brew up, Andrew?
I live with a cat and a fighting fish.
Oh, so, okay. So you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about anything. He said my cat.
I've had a couple of goes in the past myself making it. It's kind of fun to do, but the boil up does certainly. Produce some. Oh, actually, they're not unpleasant aromas, not by any means.
I found with brewing a Cooper Stout, you chuck in half a beetroot and it makes it go perfect.
Is that right? Okay. I believe you.
Interesting. Interesting.
All right. Question number. Where do you get the beer bottles from these days? You reuse the ones you got, I suppose. Do you? Yeah.
No, I got a cover of mine, Brent Webb. He's got 1,500 beer bottles, and he brings me up a couple hundred every time.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Are they the old brown long necks, Andrew?
Yes, they are. And Brent was the one of the miners that was trapped in the Beaconsfield mining district.
Oh, that Brent. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, all right. How's he going?
Oh, he's got PTSD, but he's a top bloke, and I love him. Good on I work
you.
With him.
Good on you. So, yeah. Good on you. Give him my regards next time.
I will.
Question number four. We're in beer. You can stay there if you like.
What are the other options?
Well, they're also kind of beery. Well, the categories at least are Stone and Wood, Coopers, Crown, Pure Blonde, beer.
I'll go Coopers if I can.
Okay, Coopers. Coopers it is. That's the category, remember. Question number four. Since the year 2000, which man has played in the most NRL grand finals?
No idea. I've got to pass that on. that's an incredible question.
Crack a long neck. Crack a long neck for light lifers. Andrew, good on you. See ya. Bye-bye. All righty. Who would be around? Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, you going, Phil?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
All this talk about beer, I thought I'd better ring up.
You can't be thinking about beer just yet. You're still on the road, aren't you?
I'm still on the road. Hey, we were talking last week about the song Cognac from Buddy Guy.
Yeah.
What is your favourite drinking song, Phil?
You mean song to drink to or song to just to listen while you're drinking?
Oh, just your favourite drinking song to listen to.
Oh, there's a million of them, aren't there?
There are heaps of them.
I don't know. Oh, I'm trying to think the song that has the chorus. I can't think. I'll think in a moment, Paul. Question four. What's yours, Paul?
Well, other than Cognac from Buddy Guy, I actually really like the song from Black American lady blues singer who's deceased now, Coco Taylor, the song Hey Bartender.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's pretty snazzy and you should play it on the ABC one night.
First One Today is, I think, the title of the song I'm after,
Who's the artist, Phil?
I'm trying to think. I mean, like all drinking songs, it contains tragedy as well as joy, Paul.
So what's it called? First One Today.
Yeah.
I'll have a Google and have a listen when I finish work later on.
Yeah, lots of people are texting in saying, what about it? I'd like to have a beer with Duncan. Yeah, well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough,
but it's not my favourite drinking song.
No. Question number four, Coopers, right? Since the year 2000, which man has played in the most NRL grand finals?
Since 2000, I'll have a crack at, maybe Billy Slater. I don't know a lot of rugby players.
No, not Billy Slater. No.
Cheers, Phil.
Cheers, Paul. Bye-bye. We're in a category called Coopers. Ken from Wilgoorga. G'day, Ken.
How are you going?
Not bad. Since the year we're in a category called Coopers. Since the year 2000, which man's played in the most NRL grand finals?
Nah, I'll have to pass on that. Thanks, Trev.
No good. No worries. Phil's here. Trev's coming a bit later. Cam from Megaring. G'day, Cam.
How are you going?
Not bad. Coopers, we're in. Since the year 2000, which man's played in the most NRL grand finals?
I'm not a big NRL fan, but the only Cooper that I know would be Cooper Cronk.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Often the best way to approach the Mighty Challenge is to say just that. What's the only one I've ever heard of? Fair enough.
Yeah, well, it just came to mind. I thought, oh, well, it's got to be Cooper Cronk.
Cronk's played the most NRL grand finals. Question number five, we're in Coopers, but you could move to Stone and Wood, Crown, Pure Blonde, or beer.
We'll go back to beer, I reckon.
Back to beer it is.
If that's all right.
Pat from The Point says, Cooper Cronk's one of the most fake-sounding names ever. Oh, Pat. Well, if your surname is Cronk, what are you going to do with it? I mean, this is the thing. Mr. and Mrs. Cronk obviously had a look at the darling little boy and thought, Cooper it is.
Well, that works, doesn't it?
It works. It's easy to remember. You know, it's good for fans, and he's gone on to great things.
He has. He has. Yeah.
Question five. We're in beer. Is that where we're staying?
Yes, yeah, please.
What's Homer Simpson's beer of choice, Cam?
Oh, that's an easy one. It's Duff beer.
It is. Yes, it is. It's Duff beer.
Boop. Time to go to work. Little do they know, I'm ducking out early to take the Duff Brewery tour. Rolling at 9, punch out at 5. That's the plan. They don't suspect a thing. Well, off to the plant, then to the Duff Brewery. Uh-oh. Did I say that or just think it? I gotta think of a lie fast.
Homer, are you going to the Duff Brewery?
And so it went with most of Homer's plans, Cam.
Yeah, no, he loved a beer. Really good TV show. Grew up watching that quite a bit. So,
yeah, it's fantastic, yeah. Jane says, what a blokesy in New South Wales quiz. How about equal rights for all listeners? Well, I don't think you're listening quite to what's going on here, Jane. Stone and Wood, Coopers, Crown, Pure Blonde and Beer. As with all things in the Mighty Challenge categories, things are not always as they seem. Cam, what do you want to do for question six? There's one left in beer.
I reckon we run with beer.
We'll staying with beer?
It. Yeah, go on.
Which slender type of beer glass shares its name with a style of lager from the Czech Republic?
Slender.
Which slender type of beer glass shares its name with a style of lager from the Czech Republic?
Hmm. Wouldn't be a schooner, would it?
No, not a schooner.
No, of course.
Thanks,
not.
Cam. See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not. Jane, my text says, my sister-in-law named her son Cooper after the NRL player. Wow, well, good. Chris on the Night Watch says, Cooper Cronk, I met him once. He's a very humble and a great bloke. Yeah, well, he's an out-and-out champ, isn't he? Is he not, Cooper Cronk? Sight for Sore Eyes by Tom Waits is a great song to listen to while having a sip, says my texter. Oh, gee, there's no end to the category of songs which would fit there. I would have thought. John Boy says, yes, that's correct. Good. Angela from Tamworth, correct. Ross from Scoresby, correct. Morgan, correct. Harry in the Bay has got the right answer. All right. Where are we? Spiro's in Adelaide. Hi, Spiro.
Where are you going, Phil?
Not bad. Yeah, not bad. Question number six we're up to. We're in a category called beer. Which slender type of beer glass shares its name with a style of lager from the Czech Republic?
Oh, this is a hard one. Just a guess. Pilsner?
Correct.
Oof.
Yes. A pilsner, ooh. which is a word for a beer glass as well as a style of lager.
Yeah. I thought it was a beer. There you go. What a guess.
Well, there we go. Okay, so that's the end of beer. So we're left with Stone and Wood, Coopers, Crown, Pure Blonde.
We better get into Coopers, I reckon. We finish the beers, we'll go into the Coopers.
Into Coopers. Okay, question number seven. Which American rocker was born Vincent Damon Fernier on the 4th of February 1948?
Oh, God. Could I call him Mr. Cooper, maybe? No, I wouldn't have a clue, Phil. I'm going to have to buy that.
No, okay. Thanks, Spiro.
Thanks very much.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Now, Phil from the Central Coast. G'day, Phil.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, no, pretty good. We're up to question seven. Coopers. Which American rocker was born Vincent Damon Fernier on the 4th of February 1948?
I've got no idea at all.
Okay.
Not Gary.
See ya. Bye bye. Thanks for that. Andrew from Melbourne. G'day, Andrew.
Oh, g'day. G'day, Phil. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, no, really good. Question number 7, we're up to Coopers. Which American rocker was born Vincent Damon Fernier on the 4th of February 1948?
I have no idea, but given the category name, I'd say Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper is correct. Yeah, very good. Yeah. But you and me ain't no movie star. What we are is what we are. We share a bed, some loving and TV, yeah. That's enough for a working man. But what I am is what I am. And I tell you, babe, well, that's enough. Yes, Alice Cooper. Joe from Long Warry. Hi, Joe. Joe from Long Warry sent me a picture of Ross Lyon, the coach of the St Kilda. He says, if you're going to keep talking footy and sport, I'll say it again, Phil. Ross Lyon could be your brother. Oh, you think there's a resemblance, Joe? Really? I'm just looking at the picture. Nah. Is that right? Really? Okay. I'm not seeing it, but then again, there you go. Someone says, make sure you roll the Cooper's questions through to make sure them they all get mixed up properly. Andrew, we're up to question 8. We're in Cooper's. You can stay here, otherwise you could move.
So the Stone and Wood, Cooper's. What are the other ones?
There's Stone and Wood, Cooper's, Crown, Pure Blonde.
I'll stay with Cooper's.
Stay with Coopers for question number 8. Which actor has appeared in Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle, and A Star is Born?
Oh, my God. That guy, Bradley Cooper.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, yes. Bradley Cooper. Remember the song? Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. Yeah, Shallow with Lady Gaga. It was a pretty good movie too. Yeah, great song.
Look, I haven't seen the movie. Powerful song though.
Yeah, great song. And if you ever get a chance, see the movie because the movie adds a whole layer of dimension to the song too. It's used hugely effectively. Oh, thank you. Yeah, someone's texted saying that drinking song that Phil was thinking of might be called There Stands the Glass. That's it. Yep. There Stands the Glass. There is a great version by Ted Hawkins. Yeah, well, exactly. It's called There Stands the Glass. That's it. That's quite right. John from Mudgee says, what about George Thorogood's one bourbon, one scotch, one beer? Yeah, well, that's true. That's in a long line of them too. Righto, Andrew, we're up to question number 9. We're in Cooper's, if you want.
Look, I'll stick with Cooper's because I'm hoping that that Gary Cooper will come up.
Oh, that's a bad way to approach the Mighty Challenge. That's a very bad way to approach the Mighty Challenge.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I shouldn't.
Question number 9. No, you've done it now. We're in Cooper's, okay? Question number 9. Which explorers died at Cooper Creek in 1861?
Burke and Wills?
It's Burke and Wills, correct, yes. Huh. Burke and Wills, very good. All right, question number 10. There's one left in Cooper's.
Okay. It's got to be Gary Cooper, doesn't it?
Question number 10. All Cooper's. Right. Special Agent Dale Cooper is the main character of which supernatural mystery series?
Supernatural mystery. Did you say supernatural mystery series?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dale Cooper, Agent Dale Cooper, Agent. I've just got to pick one. Supernatural.
No, not Supernatural.
No. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. Good work. Nice work anyway. Yes, there stands the glass. Ted Hawkins. Take a listen.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one today. Stands the glass that will drown all my fears, that will hide all my tears. Brother, I'm on my way.
Yes, as you can see, there's a fair bit of pain in it as well. Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba is a quality drinking song, says my texter. Yes, fair enough too. We would certainly pay that. Roz from Strathalbyn. G'day, Roz.
Oh, my daughter loved this. And, yes, Twin Peaks. Who put Laura in the plastic bag?
Hang on. Hey, Roz, we've got to go back a bit. All right, we're in a category called Cooper. Special Agent Dale Cooper is the main character of which supernatural mystery series?
Well, I think it's Twin Peaks.
Correct. Yes, it is.
My daughter was right into it, and she used to freak me out about it.
Hang on, Dale Cooper didn't put her in the plastic bag, did he? No.
No, but it was the whole concept of the thing.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
She used to freak me out. But
Dan, what was the line?
Didn't
he say, damn fine cherry pie? Was that him or was that somebody else?
Look, honestly, she used to really scare me with it. I was a Twin Peaks person.
I know. People were really into it. Yes, Linda from Torrens Park is Twin Peaks. Yeah.
That was really sort of... Okay, how can I say this? It was sort of like, what's that Channel 7 thing? Home and Away? Home and Away in Arctic conditions.
Yes, well, that's true. There's something in what you say. Hey, Roz, we're up to question 11. There's no more Coopers. Yes. So you've got a choice of Stone and Wood, Crown, or Pure Blonde.
Okay, but it's a beer thing tonight.
I didn't say that. No. I said these are the categories. Pure Blonde, Stone and Wood, Crown.
Okay, let's go Stone. If I knew it was about Crowns. Okay, let's go Stone and Wood.
I mean, Twin Peaks is not a beer thing.
Sorry?
Twin Peaks is not about beer.
No. I'm just saying the whole concept.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
John from Coburg says, by the way, the best drinking song is 99 Bottles of Beer. 99 Bottles. Oh, okay. Yeah,
hanging on the wall?
No. question 11. You want Stone and Wood? You can have Pure Blonde, Stone and Wood, or Crown.
Well, I'm tempted with Crowns, but if I thought it was about English, Crowns. I'll change my mind in the betting ring.
Crown it is. Question 11. Which word for a small crown originally described the high-peaked headdresses of Persian kings?
A tiara?
Correct. A tiara, yes.
Yeah, well, tiara. All those princesses punts around in them, don't they?
They do. question. I think the Queen's got quite a lot of them, or did have quite a lot of them.
Yeah, well, I don't know, they might be, I don't dare say moulding away, do I?
No. Question 12, we're in Crown. You staying here?
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
What is the common name for the starfish Acanthaster planky?
Those bloody starfish that eat everything on the coral. Now, what's their name? Hello? Oh, well, there you go. We got cut off. I can't remember.
Thanks, Roz. Bye-bye. Thanks anyway. Joe from Long Warrior says, John Denver's Rocky Mountain High and Take Me Home Country Roads are great drinking, are a great sing-along drinking songs. Oh, hang on, I don't drink. Yeah, they are. Well, Take Me Home Country Roads has been taken over by Football Codes, hasn't it? 1-300-800-222, Frank from Mount Everly. That is correct for this. The answer to this question. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
Oh, hello, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. We're up to question
number. Fell asleep there.
That's all right. That's all right. The aim of this program is to put as many people to sleep as possible. Jay.
On the beer drinking songs or the drinking songs.
Yes.
George Thorogood also did a great song called "I Drink Alone." Fantastic song.
Oh, okay.
Where he goes through, you know, Johnny Walker, Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Graham. He names all of them.
Someone's texted in saying almost any George Formby song's great to play when releasing a few ales with your mates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Ross from Scoresby says American Pie. That's a great one when everyone is on their way.
Well, a very dear friend of mine, we laid to rest. He had a heart attack at 38.
Yeah.
And when the coffin was lowered, they played AC/DC, Have a Drink on Me. So that's a song that will always I'll remember for my good mate Bart. Yeah,
good on you. Good on you. All right, question 12. What's the common name for the starfish, Acanthaster planky?
I have a recollection there's a starfish called a crown of thorns.
Correct. That's it. The crown of thorns starfish. Yes, we're in a category called crown. It's a coral-destroying starfish, the crown of thorns. All right, question 13. We're in crown, but you can move to stone and wood or pure blonde. Up to you.
Well, I rang back for the old Sapporo one, mate, the Japan. That's how long I've been waiting on.
Oh, no. Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. I was trying to help you out.
That's all right. Do you want to hear a bit of George Thorogood?
I always, mate. He's one of my favourites.
Okay.
He's got some great music.
Here we go. Yes, George Thorogood.
Oh, brilliant. I thought you were going to play the whole lot because it's just brilliant.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, we got to get – we are in the middle of the Mighty Challenge. Hey, question 13. We're in a category called crown. You can move to stone and wood or pure blonde if you like, Jay.
I'll try stone and wood, mate.
Back to stone and wood. How many pounds in a stone?
Is it 12?
No.
No, 14.
It's not. Sorry, Jay. You know, you're gone. Appreciated, but thank you anyway. Now, who's been hanging on here? So quite a few people. Matt from Mullumbimby. Hello, Matt. Sorry, Mike.
Hey, how you going?
Sorry, I called you Matt. I meant to call you Mike.
I've been called worse.
Mike from Mullumbimby. There's too many M's in there, Mike. Hey, question 13. We're in stone and wood. How many pounds in a stone?
14, 18.
Correct, yes. Exactly. You only get one chance. You can't change your answer on the Mighty Challenge. It's just a rule. Hey, question 14. We're in stone and wood, but you can move to pure blonde or crown.
I'm so tempted to go to pure blonde because I want to know what the blonde questions are.
Are you going there?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, question 14. No one's been here before. Pure blonde. Which 1953 film stars Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe?
Some Like It Hot?
Not Some Like It Hot. Sorry, Mike. No, not Some Like It Hot. Sorry. Kevin from Helensburg. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, brother.
I don't know that one, I think.
Which 1953 film stars Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe were in a category called Pure Blonde?
I've got to think about it. Did you hear about the horse that went into the bar and ordered a beer?
The bartender said, "Why the long face?"
That's it. it's a good one, isn't it?
Right, okay. What do you reckon? Do you know?
Yeah, I do know this one. I see it numerous times.
Sorry, Kev. We'll have to move on. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Ruffles from Gooseberry Hill. Yes. Now, we've had Dusty. We've had Slims. Love to have a beer with Duncan. Susie, that's correct. Loz from Lynham. G'day, Loz. Hi, Loz. Sorry, but you've been waiting on there. Hello.
Hello there. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Good, Loz. We're up to question 14. Pure Blonde. Which 1953 film stars Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe?
Someone had said some like it hot already, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know then. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. Thank you anyway. Where are we? Morris is in Launceston. Hi, Morris.
Morning, Phil. How are you?
Morning. I'm very well. We're in a category called Pure Blonde. Which 1953 film stars Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe?
I've got no idea whatsoever, so I'll just say blondes have more fun.
Thanks, Morris. It may well be true, but that's not what we want. Dave's in Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Pretty good. We're up to question 14, Pure Blonde. Which 1953 film stars Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe?
I don't know this one, mate.
No good?
No good.
Sorry, Dave. Thank you. Alan from Mount Waverley. Hello, Alan.
Hey, mate. I think it's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Correct. Yes, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
It was a great book, greater as a Broadway stage hit, and even more gorgeous, glittering, and hilarious on the screen. With Marilyn Monroe as Lorelei Lee, the world's most fabulous gold-digging blonde.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
And Jane Russell as Dorothy Shaw, the world's most talked-about brunette.
My little angel, you don't even know there's a certain kind of girl would take advantage of a situation of this sort. May I kiss your hand?
I always say a kiss on the hand feels very good, but a diamond tiara lasts forever.
Bye-bye, baby. Remember you're my baby when they give you the eye.
Yes, all right.
I don't reckon like that anymore, do I?
Question number 15, Alan. You're staying with Blondes? Okay. What was Blondie's highest charting single in Australia?
Heart of Glass.
Heart of Glass is correct. Yes, Heart of Glass. David from Singleton says, thanks to beer, there ain't no ugly people after tonight. Yes, well, the beer goggles are a well-established fact, David. That is true. Chris from Seaforth says a good drinking song is Copperhead Road by Steve Earle. Well, you know what, Chris? Anything by Steve Earle. Steve Earle, what a performer, hey? What a performer. Alan, we're up to question 16. Staying with Pure Blonde?
Yes, please.
Who won her first Grammy in 1992 for the video of her Blonde Ambition world tour?
Madonna.
Madonna is correct. Nice work, Alan. Going very well. Rainbow. Goodbye, Madonna. All right, Al, what do you want to do here? You're up to question 17. Hang on.
Please, Phil.
Sorry, staying with Pure Blondes?
Yes, please.
Suicide Blonde was a 1990 hit from which Australian band?
God. In Excess?
In Excess is correct. Very nice work. Don't you see the colour of deception? Yes, In Excess, Suicide Blonde. That is a fair point, I suppose. Gary, sent with gentle effect, says, Phil, no song is good for drinking if you ask me. No, fair enough. Alan, we're up to question 18. Nice work.
I think Gary should listen to one of my favourite drinking songs, The Bottle by Gil Scott-Heron.
Oh, yeah. We have had a vote for Copperhead Road by Steve Earle. Have a listen.
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. He only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made moonshine. Now the revenue man wanted granddaddy bad. Hit it up a holler, everything had. For my time, but I've been told you never come back from Copperhead Road.
Yes, good stuff too. Alan,
yeah,
we've got one left in Pure Blonde, if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay, question number 18. The Blonde d'Aquitaine. We're in a category called Pure Blonde. The Blonde d'Aquitaine is a modern French breed of which farm animal?
I think it's a cow.
It is. It's a breed of cattle. Very good. Excellent work. John of Coburg says, I always find it ironic about AC/DC songs and even the Angus Young AC/DC Shiraz, given Angus is a lifelong teetotaler. All right, question number 19. Hey, that's it for Pure Blonde. You've knocked the whole lot off. Very good, Alan. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Five on the trot. Good work. Okay, so no more Pure Blonde, no more beer, no more Coopers. We're left with Stone and Wood or Crown. We've got 4 in Stone of Wood. We've got 3 in Crown, 7 left.
I'll try Stone and Wood, please.
Stone and Wood it is. The name of which soft wood comes from the Spanish word for raft?
Balsa.
Nice. That's 6 on the trot, Alan. Very good. Question number 20. We're into the home straight here, Al. Staying with Stone and Wood?
Yes, please.
Which British musician appeared on the first cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
John Lennon.
It was John Lennon. Excellent work. Wow, I wonder whether he can get home on this. John Lennon it was. Yes. Al, this is impressive. 7 on the trot, Alan.
Yeah.
Have you won the Black Magnet before?
No.
Okay. Question 21. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. We're in stone and wood. Question 21. Gopher wood is a type of wood mentioned only once in the Bible and nowhere else. What was it used for?
Building crosses?
Yeah, good, but not correct. Okay. Sorry, Al, that's a pity. I thought you might get home. Okay, sorry, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. See you, bye. No, gee, he was good, wasn't he? How good's that? 7 on the trot. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah, not bad. Have you got any idea about gopher wood? Gopher wood is a type of wood mentioned once in the Bible and nowhere else. What was it used for?
I thought it might have been for making, what do they put Moses in? In the Moses in the bulrushes, in a little boat, but it's not a boat. But no, that's not right, is it?
I know what you're saying, but that's not right. Sorry, Betty. No.
I was surprised, Phil, when you were talking. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
When you were talking about the Cooper, that you didn't have a question about what did Coopers make?
That's right. We know what Coopers make, don't we? I don't answer questions, Betty, but you can tell me.
They make barrels.
They do. They do make barrels, yeah. They do, yep. Thanks, Bet. We better move on because we've got a few questions left to try and finish it off. Thank you.
Bye.
See you, Bet. Bye-bye. Betty from Dapto. All righty. Now, where are we? Dave from Sonano, Dulcie from Runcorn, Ian from Warrior, but we'll get to you in a second. Terry from Perth, first up. Hello, Terry.
How you going?
Not bad. Question 21. Stone and wood is where we are. Gopher wood is a type of wood mentioned once in the Bible and nowhere else. What was it used for?
Oof. They didn't build an ark out of it, did they?
Is that, you can't ask me a question, Terry. Is that your answer?
Well, I don't want to be banned from this station by doing Graham Kennedy, but I think it might have been an ark.
Who would have built the ark, Terry?
No idea, mate.
Oh, very good. Yes, Noah's ark is correct. Gopher wood is mentioned only once in the Bible and nowhere else. It was used to build Noah's Ark.
Well, when we had to have a fire at home, my dad would say that. He'd say, go for wood.
Oh.
We need to light the fire.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hang on. Aren't those little mobility aids called gophers? They used to be.
Yeah, well, don't you get to work on one?
If only the ABC budget ran to that, Terry.
Oh,
question...
Yeah.
Question 22, there's 4 left, right? We're in stone and wood. Or you can move if you like to crown.
No, my dad was a carpenter.
Okay, so, stone and wood it is.
You know, they reckon that Jesus' dad was a carpenter, but that is not true at all. I have looked at every one of their album covers and he's not mentioned once.
Have you ever thought of going on the road, Terry?
Yeah, a lot of people have threatened to run me over.
You should be on the stage, Terry, the last one left at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Hey, question 22, stone and wood. Aquamarine and bloodstone are the birthstones of which month?
February.
Not February, Terry, no.
Oh, you've got it wrong.
See ya. He's determined, if nothing else. Rowan from WA. G'day, Rowan.
G'day, Phil. What's going on?
We need an answer to this question. Stone and wood. Aquamarine and bloodstone are the birthstones of which month?
Ah, well, not really too fond on the birthstones, but we'll give it a go tonight. I'm going to run with, give me March vibes, I reckon.
March it is. March, Chris.
Yep.
March, oh, it is. Rowan, question 23. We're in Stone and Wood. No, we're not anymore. We've got to move to Crown. We've got three left. They're all in Crown, okay? Which 1968 heist film stars Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway?
Oh, I reckon you're pushing past my birthday, Phil, here. Can I have the question again, sorry?
No, you can't. Thank you, Rowan. Bye-bye. See you later. We don't need to play games like that. Where are we? James from Perth. G'day, James.
Hey, g'day. How you going?
Not bad. Which 1968 heist film stars Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway?
That's Bullet.
No, it's not. Sorry, not Bullet. No. Joe from – oh, hang on, Joe. I'll come back to you in a second. Latif from West Brunswick. Hello, Latif.
Gosh, I just rang 2 seconds ago.
It can happen, Latif.
Thomas Crown Affair.
Correct, the Thomas Crown
The music is wonderful. I don't know if you have it in the windmills.
We might have a little bit.
Start with the money.
Well, I don't have it.
No, what would you do if you did?
We're in this together. You want it in. You're going to get 10%. So you earn your keep.
$2,600,000 in cash.
Whose head are you after?
Yours.
Mine?
Yours.
Let's play something else.
It's not that music I mentioned. When he is on a yellow.
Oh, yeah. The other one, yeah.
In the sky.
Hey, Latif. I'll talk again, but I'll put you on hold because we've got to go to the news bulletin. We'll be back after that.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, the Mighty Challenge. 25 questions in 5 categories, and we're getting very close to the end here. Latif from West Brunswick is up on deck. Hi, Latif.
Hi.
Hello
to Marlene or Parkville. Thank you.
Oh, very good, Latif. Hey, question, only 2 left here. All right. We're in Crown. Yeah. We're in Crown. I'll give this to you plus or minus. How many windows are there in the Statue of Liberty's crown? I'll give it to you plus or minus 1.
How many what?
How many windows are there in the Statue of Liberty's crown? Because you know how you can walk up inside the statue and look out.
Yeah, it's the windows on the crown, on the head, right?
Yeah. How many windows are there? Plus or minus 1.
I'll say... 4.
Not correct.
Thank you.
No one here at Latif. Sorry, thank you. Dulcie from Runcorn. Hello, Dulcie.
Good evening to you. Good
evening to you too, Dulcie.
Ask me the questions in the middle of the night.
Hey, we're up to question 24, Dulcie. Crown is the category.
Yeah.
How many windows are there in the State of Liberty's crown?
I've never been there, but... Make it 15.
Not 15, Dulcie. Not close enough. I'll give it to you plus or minus 1. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Question 24. How many windows are there in the State of Liberty's crown?
Dulcie just said 14, didn't she?
Yes.
No. You don't answer questions. I'm pretty sure she did. I'll go for 12.
No. You're trying to finesse it here, Pandora. It's not working.
No. It's just that I had 14 in my head, so she didn't get it right.
I see.
My answer.
No worries. No, it's not correct. We'll have to move on here. Now, where are we? Terry's in Mandurah. G'day, Terry.
Oh, g'day, mate. I've only seen the front of that statue.
I don't know whether you can still go up in there. You used to be able to. I mean, I've sailed past it on a ferry, but I've never actually been in it. How many windows are there in the Statue of Liberty's Crown? Sorry.
Oh, I can tell you what it's made of. Do you know what it's made of? That was always a fun fact for me.
Give it to me, Terry.
Of copper.
It's made of copper, which is why it's gone all green. All green, greeny blue, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. That's an interesting fact. But anyway, so Windows, what's been said so far?
I can't tell you that. Plus or minus one, I'll give it to you. How many windows are there in the Statue of Liberty's crown?
Well, I'm trying to think of a logical explanation. Let's go 13.
Not 13, no. Sorry, Terry. Not 13. No one's actually been close. Chris from Nelson Bay. Hi, Chris.
An evening, Philip.
Hello. What do you reckon? How many windows are there in the Statue of Liberty's crown?
I'll have a crack at 8.
No, not 8. No, as I say, no one's really been close. Dave from Sonano. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. How many windows are there in the Statue of Liberty's crown?
I was in the Statue of Liberty a couple of years ago. There are 25 in the crown.
Correct, there are. So you can still go up there, can you?
You can. You've got to book your tickets like months in advance to get up the crown.
I thought they might have got all security, you know, blocked it off. No, you still can go.
They did for a while. Yeah, we ended up, we were a bit too late to book all our way up to the crown, but we went up to the plinth, so hanging around her feet there.
Oh, okay.
Not as spectacular as the crown, I'm assuming, but it was
But you can walk up, you still can walk up inside it to the crown. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay. The closest I've been is in a ferry steaming past, which was okay.
it's an incredible bit of bit of work.
Yeah, Well, it's almost, it's kind of where it is, isn't it? Looking out across and there's, there's Manhattan and just across the water. Well, you know what? We're in this situation. Dave.
Phil.
In my hand here, I've got a magnet. Could be headed your way if you can answer this question. We're in crown. The monarch of which country wears the crown of Christian the Fourth?
I'm going to say Denmark. That sounds like a Christian sort of name.
Oh, does it really? Denmark, Dave, is absolutely correct. Very good. Yes, Denmark. The Christian the Fourth is the king of Denmark. Okay, excellent work, Dave. We'll give the maintenance on its way. I'll get some details. Dave will get them some details from you, and out it goes. Appreciate your time, and thank you too. Nice work from everyone tonight. Morgan had Denmark, yes. Evelyn, Frank from Mount Evelyn had Denmark. Annette from Perth had Denmark. Matt from Musselbrook had 25 windows. Joe from Long Warri wanted 50 windows. Well, why shouldn't there be? I was close, Phil, 28, says my texter. Paul from Esperance had 48. Ross from Scoresby said, why not 36? One for every 10 degrees. Yeah, that wouldn't have made a lot of sense, isn't it? That's true. Frosty from Torquay says, a good drink. Well, speaking of drinking songs, Hair of the Dog with mates on the morning after listening to Johnny Cash Sunday Morning Coming Down. Sore but joyful. That is a beautiful song, isn't it? Written by Kris Kristofferson, wasn't it? Yes, it was. And actually, Kris Kristofferson's version of Sunday Morning Coming Down is pretty good. But Johnny Cash's version of Sunday Morning Coming Down is probably better, I think, isn't it? Frank from Mount Evelyn had 24 windows. Good. Heather from Dixon had 50. Karen from Mullumbimby had 20. Nice answers, yes. Paul from Plainlands had 36. No. All right, very nice challenge this week. Davo says, I hung on for a long time to say hello. Phil missed out. Good morning to you, Davo. Yes, good morning. We did have a lot of people lined up, so I'm sorry for those who did miss out. I appreciate it. But have a crack next week. We shall be back, as you know.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.